And it has been the sorest car I've ever had in my life.
Really?
The motor has been overhauled 3 times. Of course, this now's got well over 100,000 miles on it. But I've had trouble with everything on it. Starters, generators, rear ends, transmission. And never before had I had any trouble like that with Fords. I'm an old Ford man until recent years, but Fords though now are sorry too. But this car had always burned oil even when it was brand new. And I had the motor overhauled twice. It kept on burning motor oil. And bad. Well, last year about this time, my son-in-law, he told me one day, he says, let me overhaul that motor for you. He says, I can stop it from burning oil. I said, why, you can't do it? I said, I've had the best mechanic in Rome overhaul it. Paid $269 to get it overhauled. I said, it still didn't stop. It slowed down, but it didn't stop. He says, I can. He says, I don't charge you nothing. I said, I'll do it for you just for you furnish the parts. So the parts cost $50-something. He overhauled that motor, and it never had burning oil since.
I need to talk to him.
He was 19 years old then. 19. And he hadn't even taken a course in mechanic. He just picked it up on
That's
the
terrific.
Side, working on his own vehicles. He's had several cars after he got big enough to drive. And he just picked up things like that.
That's terrific.
And I checked oil this morning on it, and it had over 1,600 miles on this oil change. And it was down a part of a quart, and that's the most it's been down at any time since the overhaul, because I've kept close check on it. And before he overhauled it, it took 1 quart of oil for 50 miles. Guess how bad it was going.
That's bad. That's really bad.
For 50 miles.
Gee, that's terrific. Oh, I envy you having him around as a son-in-law. Oh, we got 25 minutes before I have to leave, so maybe we better move on.
Yes.
I want to get us through if I can, so I don't have to bother you anymore. The building that you go to check out books is a...
library.
The building you go to mail letters is a...
post office.
If you're staying in town and you don't have time to go home, you might get a room in a...
hotel.
The place where you would go to see a movie is a...
theater.
Place where you go if you're very sick is a...
doctor's office.
And he might send you to
hospital.
In a doctor's office, there might be a lady in a white dress. She is a
nurse.
If you want to catch a train, you'd go to the
depot.
Okay. You might tell a bus driver, I want at the next stop.
I want off.
All right. In one of the units of government that we have, in Georgia is not the state government and not the city government, but in between that it would be like the Floyd
County government.
All right. And the city where the county government is located would be the what?
The county seat.
That's what I'm thinking of. The war between the North and the South was the
Civil War.
Do you know any synonyms for this? Did you ever hear it referred to as anything else long time ago or now?
I don't think so.
All right. What about war between the states? Did you ever hear it called that?
Yes, that's right.
Which do you think people say more, the war between the states or the...
Well, old-timers, I guess. The old-timers refer to the war between the states. Like my mother and people of her generation.
I see. One of the big issues now in any election refers to the crime that's running rampant, and you say this is the some kind of issue. People are crying for more
tax. I mean, not crying for more tax, it's just the opposite, but they're more.
No, we're talking about crime and police enforcement, you know. People are wanting more
protection.
Well, there's a kind of a catch term, something and something.
I don't know.
Law and
order.
Okay, say it.
Law and order.
Right.